The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the AARP Bulletin. And today's programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic. Salibi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. Now, we are continuing with some articles from the January-February issue of the Bulletin. We're going to start with something from their Your Money section. Five things to know about annuities. Income for life is nice, but it comes at a price. This is by Ellen Stark, and she has been writing about money for personal finance for more than 20 years. She's a former deputy editor of Money Magazine. And Ellen Stark has to say this. There's a lot to love about having a guaranteed source of income for life. It gives you protection against running out of money and a greater ability to ride out the stock market's ups and downs. It might even lift your mood. Research has found that retirees with a predictable source of funds, such as Social Security or a pension, are happier than retirees who don't have guaranteed income. Don't have a pension? Want additional regular income beyond what you can get from Social Security? That's where an annuity comes in. Here are five things you need to know before you buy one. One, they're simple and complicated. Stripped to the basics, an annuity is a deal with an insurance company. You turn over a sum of money. In exchange, you collect guaranteed income to help with your retirement. The size of your monthly check is determined largely by your age and sex and interest rates when you buy the annuity. Now, for example, a 65-year-old man paying $100,000 for a single premium immediate annuity, also known as a lifetime annuity, could get about $565 a month for life. For the same amount, a 65-year-old woman could receive $542 a month. Insurers set women's payouts lower because of their longer average lifespan. But annuities aren't all basic. They come in many varieties: variable, fixed, equity indexed, and more. Some can help defer taxes. Others allow people to invest in stocks and bonds while protecting against steep losses. Two, they require a commitment. As nice as guaranteed income is, you may balk at tying your money up in an annuity. The one thing that consumers get about annuities is that you're handing your money over to someone, says Jamie Hopkins, director of retirement research at Carson Group, a financial advice firm. And the single biggest thing people don't like is giving up control. That 65-year-old man, if he lives to 90, will receive nearly $170,000 over the years in return for his $100,000. But if he were to die at 70, he would have collected a total of about $34,000, and any heirs would get nothing. Avoiding that outcome is possible at a price. The man could buy a lifetime annuity guaranteed to pay out for at least 15 years, even if he dies before then. In that case, his beneficiaries would collect for the remainder of the 15 years, but the annuity's monthly payout from day one would be lower than that of a lifetime annuity without that guarantee. Even a willing commitment has hazards. Money spent on an annuity is money you can't get at, or can access only at great expense in an emergency. Steve Vernon, author of Retirement Game Changers, suggests putting only enough in a single premium immediate annuity so the annuity and Social Security cover your basic living expenses. Invest the rest of your money, he says, and draw that down systematically to spend on travel, hobbies, and spoiling grandkids. Three, you need to know what you want. Annuities are sold sometimes as a source of retirement income and sometimes as a way to invest in the market and manage taxes. Decide what you might buy. Do you want immediate? Do you want income now and thus want an immediate annuity, or later, deferred? Do you want a predictable payout, fixed income, or payouts that rise or fall with the financial markets, variable? If you're on the cusp of retirement and your goal is to create a pension-like guaranteed income, you can ignore the noise and simply buy a single premium immediate annuity. If your goal is to invest, you have other options. The fastest growing annuity nowadays is a fixed indexed annuity. You put your money in and you get a return linked to, though not necessarily matching, the performance of a market barometer such as the Standard & Poor's 500 index of large U.S. stocks. Generally, your investment is protected if the index declines, while your gains might be lower than that of the actual index. With a variable annuity, you pick from a menu of stock and bond funds and let that money grow tax-deferred. You can add on features, called riders, that protect your principal or let you lock in a minimum income, usually with what's called a guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit, GLWB. And in most cases, your heirs can inherit a death benefit. 4. Safety comes at a cost. The price of this protection can be high and tough to tease out. Basic fees plus the cost of a GLWB rider might add as much as 3% annually. So if you invested $6,000 annually in a variable annuity that returned 7% per year before expenses were deducted, you'd have about $75,000 in your account after 10 years. But with a mutual fund charging, say, 0.2% annually, the same market performance would leave you after expenses with $87,700. Limits on fixed indexed, sometimes called equity indexed, annuities are another cost. If an insurer caps annual returns of an S&P 500-linked annuity at 6%, that's the most you'd earn in a year, even if the S&P gains 19% as it did in 2017. And if you want to get out of a fixed indexed or a variable annuity, you might pay a hefty surrender charge, particularly in the first years after buying it. Still, such an annuity with a guaranteed benefit might be a good choice if you can't stand risk. For the person who won't buy anything other than CDs and bonds, get a variable annuity with a GLWB rider, Hopkins says. The likelihood is that it will outperform CDs and bonds. 5. The seller and salesperson matter. Shop the single premium immediate annuities at sites such as immediateannuities.com or incomesolutions.com, which have quotes from various insurers. Pick an insurer with a high grade, say rated at least A- by firm AM Best. All you need to know is the credit rating and payout, says CPA Mike Piper, author of the Oblivious Investor blog. Comparisons are tougher for a fixed indexed annuity or a variable annuity, but be sure to understand the fees and surrender charges that you might face. Both Vanguard and Fidelity offer relatively low-cost variables. Finally, if a financial advisor suggests buying an annuity, ask what your alternatives are. A variable annuity will be the only tool in the shed, says Brianna Reich, a certified financial planner in Riverside, California, if they only sell variable annuities. And rolling on in the Your Money section, Financially Speaking by Jane Brant Quinn. She is a personal finance expert and the author of How to Make Your Money Last. Her article is entitled Why Public Servants Feel Cheated by Social Security. A government pension might cut your benefits. Whenever I write about Social Security, I get irate emails from people who paid into the system but find themselves denied full benefits. Most are public service employees, such as teachers and firefighters, who, in theory, are owed two pensions. They earned government pensions for which they paid no Social Security taxes, but they also worked in the private sector, paid into Social Security, and qualified for benefits. At retirement, they suddenly learned that they can't get their pension and their full Social Security, too. To these workers, the rules seemed deeply unfair. But as I see it, if they got full benefits, they'd be treated better than private sector workers. I'll tell you why as I explain the two relevant rules approved by Congress. The Windfall Elimination Provision, WEP, affects how Social Security retirement, spousal, or disability benefits are calculated if you also have a government pension. Social Security pays a smaller percentage of your covered earnings than it pays people who worked mostly in the private sector. Why is that considered fair? WEP is intended to preserve a basic principle of Social Security. People with low earnings should receive a higher percentage of their income in benefits than high earners do. Let's say you spent most of your career in government, where your employment built up a pension but didn't count toward Social Security. You then worked 10 years in the private sector, where your earnings did count toward Social Security. That short private sector stint would make you look, wrongly, like a low earner based on Social Security's usual formula, thus reaping you a relatively large benefit. The WEP ensures that the bonus goes only to people who truly are low earners. Your Social Security retirement benefits, however, can't be reduced by more than half the size of your government pension, and WEP doesn't apply to survivor benefits. If you're married and die, your dependents could get a full Social Security payment, but only if the following rule does not apply. The Government Pension Offset, GPO, affects you if you earned a government pension and are married to someone covered by Social Security. You can apply for Social Security spousal or survivor benefits based on your mate's account, but your monthly benefit will be reduced by two-thirds of the amount of your public pension. If your pension is large enough, your Social Security benefit goes to zero, says Larry Kotlikoff of MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, a website that helps you make claiming decisions. Why is that considered fair? Private sector workers covered by Social Security usually cannot receive their own retirement benefit and a spousal or survivor benefit simultaneously. The GPO ensures that the same rule applies to government workers. There are a few exceptions, most based on when you entered the Social Security workforce. Go to ssa.gov and find the WEP and GPO fact sheets for details. Retirees often push to abolish these rules, but expect them to remain and plan accordingly. Now let's put finances aside for a moment and look in the bulletin at this Q&A with Joe Namath. Broadway Joe Namath is still seeing possibilities in every day, 50 seasons after his famous guarantee of victory. The questioner, who is Joe Saraceno, asks him, "It's 50 years since Super Bowl III, the game that made you a legend. How'd you deal with the tension before the game?" And Namath responds, "We had fun in the locker room before the game. Coach Weeb Eubank didn't know whether to have the defense or offense introduced first. Having played in a couple of bowl games, I said, 'Coach, introduce the seniors first.' Everyone laughed." "You famously guaranteed to win that game. Did that upset your teammates?" He says, "For 10 days, we're being told by odds makers and the media that we did not have a chance. The Colts were a good team, but we knew what we could do. I was angry when I said that. It was in response to a wise guy in the back of the room at a large banquet. He said, 'We're going to kick your, you know what.' I said, 'Wait a minute, big boy. We're going to win the game. I guarantee it.' Yeah, my teammates were upset, but in a humorous way, they knew me." "And you won." Excuse me. "And you won 16-7. Why did that game touch so many people?" "There are more underdogs in the world than there are favorites. Our win was enjoyed by so many people because they were underdogs like we were. We're all underdogs from time to time. You were a 60s trendsetter, sports, fashion, nightlife. Do you ever think you were recognized more for style than substance? It is all a matter of style. I wore white shoelaces in high school when my teammates wore black. I taped my shoes white in college. In the 60s, the turmoil, Woodstock, peace and love, the flower children, the attire. I was part of it. I was getting recognized for it because I was in New York. But you have to catch somebody's eye with substance, not just because you're styling. Your TV pantyhose ad in the early 1970s broke new ground for a male sex symbol. I got a chuckle out of it. I thought, this is cool. Our secretary said, I don't think my dad would like seeing that. It's not masculine for a football player. So we thought about it a while. We knew there would be a segment of society that wouldn't understand it or would find it offensive. Then I said, wait a minute. This is terrific. I need to go for it. You're by nature upbeat. How do you get yourself out of a funk? I continuously remind myself, whoa, slow down, buddy. Be thankful. I get back to basics when I start feeling overwhelmed with whatever life is throwing at me. If we're fortunate enough to be spiritual and healthy, those are the two most important things in life. But you get tested. Things can wear you out if you allow them. At age 75, what is it that makes Joe Namath want to get up in the morning? I have a lot of things happening that excite and inspire me. It starts with my immediate family, 2 daughters and 4 grandchildren. We are blessed with good health. I keep active. I look forward to each day. I get up with the sun and get started. Can you talk about projects you have in the works? A book, the 5th one I've worked on. I will explore things that have transpired over the years, many of them philosophical. I still look at myself as a pebble on the beach, a speck of sand. I look up in the sky at night and see all those stars and realize I am very small. I am thankful and lucky to still be here, I promise you. Some believe revised rules to limit excessive on-field violence are ruining the NFL. Agree? Ruining the NFL, he laughs. You aren't going to please everyone. The game and the rules are better than ever. The body is not meant for the game. It's a great sport for spectators, and there always will be players willing to sacrifice to play the game. In 2012, you were diagnosed with traumatic brain injury from your playing days. Any lingering cognitive decline? I feel like I am more active mentally than I've ever been. It's an effort. When I was younger, I just let things roll by. I am more aware today. I feel more alert than I've ever felt, unless my memory is failing and I don't remember when I felt better. You formed the Joe Namath Foundation. What are its goals? It is a team effort. The March of Dimes, one of the foundation's beneficiaries, is a cause I believe in. Single mothers need help with children, too. I used my sporting life to realize we're all in this together. It would be awful to think that you're alone. We need other people. I need other people. I need love from others. Now we're going to this issue's cover story, and I'm thinking we may not get to the end of it by the end of this session today, but we'll do what we can, and we'll just revisit it next week if necessary. And this cover story is 99 Ways to Add Healthy Years to Your Life. If you're ready to make some positive health changes in 2019, consider this your ultimate resolution checklist. Keep this story on hand throughout the coming year and review it every 3 months for a reminder, for inspiration, or just to see how you're doing it. Consider it our New Year's gift to you, a longer, healthier, happier life. Well, we're a little past New Year's now. But, first of all, it says, get prepared. 1 to 4, establish baselines that count. Do you and your doctor monitor these important numbers? Blood pressure? High BP is more common than you think. A review of nearly 1,300 healthy people, 55 to 65, put their future risk of hypertension at 90%. Next, waist-to-height ratio. Keep dangerous belly fat in check to extend your life. Researchers recommend a waist circumference less than half your height. Next, C-reactive protein, CRP, is a marker of inflammation. A 2016 study found lower CRP levels in successful agers and lower concentrations were associated with longer life. A CRP level below 2.0 milligrams per liter is considered low risk. Ask your doctor if you're a candidate for this test. And then, fourth, is A1C. A study in the European Heart Journal predicts that a 55-year-old non-smoking woman with high BP and cholesterol and an A1C of 6, which is elevated, won't make it to age 75. Let that A1C, a test of your blood sugar level, get higher than 8, and life expectancy drops below age 73. Number 5. Update your insurance. A 2017 review found that insured adults had a 37% lower mortality risk and near elderly people with insurance showed slower health declines. Check AARP's Medicare Resource Center to make sure you're getting all the benefits at aarp.org/health/Medicare-insurance. 6. Get to the dentist. Seeing a dentist 2 or more times a year may lower your risk of mortality from all causes by 30 to 50%, according to a Journal of Aging Research study. 7. While you're at it, floss. According to that same study, non-flossers had a 30% higher death risk than daily flossers. Poor oral hygiene has been linked to elevated C-reactive protein inflammation levels. And then numbers 8 through 12, schedule these 5 screenings: colonoscopy, mammogram, hepatitis C, skin cancer, and prostate cancer. Then numbers 13 through 18, check the mirror for these 6 things. Eyes. Yellowing could signal liver problems such as hepatitis. Eyelids. Drooping can indicate Bell's palsy or, worse, a stroke. Lips. Cracked or dry lips could mean a vitamin B deficiency. Teeth. Acid reflux erosion can narrow or shorten teeth. Tongue. A white tongue could be oral thrush, common in denture wearers. A black fuzzy tongue, suggests an infection. Call your doctor. Your whole face. Dry or discolored patches or changing moles could signal skin cancer. Number 19, get some sleep. A 2018 University of Pennsylvania study found that the effect of sleep deprivation on the body mimicked the aging process on a cellular level, where it can cause cognitive decline and impaired memory. Meanwhile, a Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience study found an association between regular slumber patterns in older adults and longevity. Prioritize your sleep routine and respect the Z's. 20. But not too much sleep. Another study found that those who slept more than 10 hours a night had a 30% higher risk of early death. 21. Snap a selfie and keep it on your phone. If you ever see something unusual in the mirror, take another picture. Then show your doc. Next section is called Sweat the Small Stuff in Your Body. And this is numbers 22 through 27. Understand these 6 scientific terms for successful aging. Telomeres, the capped ends of chromosome strands that shorten with age and cellular damage. Omega-3 rich seafood and folate-packed greens help keep telomeres long. I'm not sure about the pronunciation of that. It might be telomeres. Inflammaging. Inflammaging? That's a word I don't know. Chronic low-grade inflammation associated with aging. Inflammation is linked to nearly every major health issue, from heart disease to type 2 diabetes to cancer. Lower inflammation with healthy fats like nuts and olive oil. Microbiota. Bacteria in your digestive tract that, when unhealthy, can promote inflammation and weight gain. Studies of centenarians age 100 plus have shown healthy gut microbiota to be a key marker of longevity, good gut health is boosted by high levels of dietary fiber. Immunosenescence. Age-related weakening of the immune system that has been linked to chronic inflammation or inflammaging. Boost your immunity through vitamin-packed produce. Sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss. A 2018 study in Aging and Disease notes that maintaining muscle as we age helps lower our disease risk and may also combat chronic inflammation. Your goal, stay strong with resistance exercises and lean protein. And then osteopenia, loss of bone density that is not bad enough to be considered osteoporosis. Lower bone density equals higher fracture risk. Resistance training and calcium help build thicker bones. Just sweat, period. Number 28, increase your aging advantage. Regular physical activity can slow the aging process and prevent disease. A 2017 study in preventive medicine compared telomere length in sedentary and active adults and found that exercisers experience a 9-year aging advantage. 29. If you exercise already, keep at it. People age 80 plus who continue to exercise have a lower death rate than those who quit, says a 2016 study in the Journal of Sport and Health Science. Number 30 is do something, anything. A study of 334,000 Europeans found that the biggest beneficiaries of exercise, those who went from inactive to moderately inactive, had a 16 to 30% drop in death risk. See, even a little activity goes a long way. Numbers 31 to 33, measure your physical vitality. Get up test. From a seated position on the floor, stand up. If you can do so without help from your hands, furniture, a wall, or other people, you're looking good. To improve, do functional exercises like hiking hills. Grip strength. You can buy a hand dynamometer, a device that measures grip strength, for $30 or less. The test is weighted by age and sex so you can see how you measure up to your peers. If your grip falls short or if you just notice it getting harder to open jars, talk to your doctor about a strength training program. And then flexibility. Sit on the edge of a chair with one leg extended. Reach for the toes of the extended leg with both hands. The goal is less than 4 inches space between fingers and toes. To improve, take a yoga class. Well, I think we better stop there for today. We are going to pick up this list next week when we come back. I hope you'll be with us. But we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Florence Nash, and I'm reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this programming today is generously underwritten by Saliba Chiropractic. Saliba Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call them at 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long till next week. If you have any comments or questions, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 919-832-5138.